Strawberries in the fields. Bluebells in the woods. Evening sunlight, broken gold. Sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, berries, blossoms,
we present A Little of What You Fancy by H.E. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in 6 parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, with incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian Green. Part 6.
Good idea of Mars to have a feast under the walnut tree, Pop. Lovely day for it.
It's perfect.
And very good to have you out with us, I must say.
Your praise is all my jolly boy.
Mr. Trevelyan said he could only come out if he behaved himself, so watch him, Charlie, especially the drink.
I will, Primrose, don't worry.
I heard that. Now, listen to me, girl. This last week, I've gone to the toilet by myself. I've bathed myself, dressed myself, walked up and down the stairs by myself. I even got out here twice by myself, so I'm sure as pigs lay chicks can behave by myself. You think I am in for good?
Sorry, Pop.
What about the drinks, Charlie? Not for me, Primrose. Don't look at me like that. Now, I reckon plain but posh. No mucking about, eh?
Oh, yes, I agree. No fancy stuff, none of the Larkin liquid fireworks today. This event has to be kept on a certain plane.
Right, so what do you suggest?
I suggest champagne with the smoked salmon, Trombol Mussini with the turkeys and hams, and Chateau Yquem with all the others.
Yeah, one of which is a Christmas pud in August.
How does that sound?
Perfect. I'll see to it. Carry on.
I'm lost with these table settings, Charlie. Who've we got?
Us, Ma, Mariette, the Brigadier, Edith, Sister Trevelyan, Angela Snow and her father, and I believe the Reverend Candy.
You'd better, if he knows what's good for him. So, we're done then. I'd better go and change. Ma's dressed already.
No bikinis or bare midriffs today, remember?
You sure them turkeys are cooking all right, Mariette?
Stop fussing, Ma. They're fine.
What do I look like?
Somebody going to a royal garden party.
Well, no, I am, and I. Next door to Queen's Council. And we'll be in a garden, won't we? I couldn't wear just any old thing, could I?
Dress coat and high-heeled shoes in matching oyster satin and a gold-silver sparkling handbag the size of a sack.
Not too subdued, is it?
No, not really. You're fine. So's Pop. How's he taking all this, anyway?
Gently. Behaving himself, coming on a tree, if you ask me. Maybe nature returned to its old course after all. Oh, I hope so, one way and another.
Whoa! What's the matter?
Look out the window! Who's this dandy fella in the mohair suit, bow tie and chilby? Come, he's coming over. Must be the Queen's Council.
Bonjour,
madame. Oh, it's the Brigadier.
Monroe, I just recognised you.
Nor did I, dear lady, when I saw myself. Haven't dressed like this in a decade. God, I need a snifter.
Go and ask Pop or Charlie.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, I see Reverend Candy's right. If you're going to St. Peter, he'll show you the way.
I'll have a sherry, please, Mr. Larkin, if you don't mind.
Yes, coming up, Reverend. There you are. Yeah, go on. Get that down your tubes.
Oh.
Gives you strength. Never know when you might need it.
Many a true word.
Guinness for Ma. General, you're nice and early. Whiskey brokers?
Hey, Joe, I should say so.
Lovely day for it, Larkin.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, what's the pipe, Ma?
We got a gatecrasher.
Oh, where for all time?
Mortal looking for bargains, your junkyard, I don't wonder. Or a tramp. We've got to get him away before Aunt...
Where?
Over there. Nosing about the child's patters. See him? Fellow with a crinkly wallpaper shirt and old orange slacks and open sandals. Oh, and so on. Bit of style about him, even so, right out of Carnaby Street.
He's a tramp out of Carnaby Street.
There's Angela. Oh, God, her dad mustn't think we get tramped. Angela!
Darling!
Oh, my
God. Wait to see you. Adore the outfit. Rubbish.
Tom, where's your... Wait a minute. I've got to see that mooch.
Of course I do. Let me introduce him. Ma, this is my father, Sir John Burlington Snow.
What? Sir, did you say... Sir?
Mrs. Larkin, how delightful to meet you at long last.
Good morning, sir. Oh, sir, so glad you could come, sir. Are we lucky with the weather, sir?
Don't call him sir, Martin. He hates it.
And do please, Mrs. Larkin, I've heard so much about you. I feel I know you intimately,
so...
Very, so call me fairly.
Yes, sir, I mean, oh, God. I've got to say to the furly turkey. I mean, the turkey
furly. Over here, Sir John. Sid Larkin.
Morning, Larkin.
Yes. Would you like a drop of something to get you started? Glass of champers, plain pink or a cocktail?
Well, if nobody minds, I'll have a beer.
Yes, just on the way. Come and meet the family, sir. Mr. Charlton, here, my son-in-law.
Pleased to meet you.
My good friend, the General.
General.
And this is the Reverend Candy. Oh, no, ain't. Where's he gone?
You will ask Pop today, won't you?
I will.
Promise.
I will. I think I will. Oh, I keep trying, but words fail me.
The courage fails you, you mean. You do want to marry me, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, dear God, Primrose, I do.
Tell you what, then. I'll talk to Ma, shall I?
Yes. Oh, what a good idea. Oh, Primrose, you're a girl in a million.
I know.
Early, Edie. We only just got sat down. Come on, get it. Sit beside me. My, oh, my, Edie. I do like your dress. Oh, yes. It is a dress, isn't it?
Do you really? I felt I had to splash out, you see, in honor of the occasion. The Queen's Council.
Yes. I sat him next to Sister Trevelyan. Big mistake, my reckons. Got a look in his eye. Probably takes off his door.
Well, cheers, everybody. Come on, what is up? Nice to have you all here. Lovely.
Bingo.
Well,
I can hardly toast with ginger ale, can I?
Suppose not. Oh, what about it, Sister Trevelyan? Glass of Shambol for Pop, just one.
Just a teeny one, please. It's so unfair.
Well, I'm not really on duty, so...
Yeah.
Oh, one small glass.
Come out, Charlie. Ain't it great? Life's starting again for both of us.
There you go, Pop. Cheers.
Yeah. Last.
Oh, go on then, down your neck.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm savouring it, Ma. Savouring it. Oh, well, here we go. Cheers.
Something wrong? Not corked, is it?
No. It's perfectly and I don't like the taste.
Taste? Do you mind?
I don't like it. I just don't like the taste. It tastes funny.
Well, I'll go to the bone house.
You know, I just suppose it's when you've been off a thing all that time, you lose the urge. Suppose you can do without it.
Oh, you can you? What else can you lose the urge for, eh? You got me bejiggered, you have. Well, cheers, everybody else.
Come on,
put them up. Let me just have a
look.
Very
good.
Oh, I haven't got anything to drink.
Which is black, Mariette. I don't know. I think I'll go sit next to Sir John. Bit of a dog, he is.
Interested in gardening, Sir John?
Yes, I am, Mrs. Larkin. Intensely, as a matter of fact, it's one of my hobbies.
I know another.
Good. You must come and see mine after lunch.
Nothing would delight me more than to view your garden, dear lady.
of your health, Sir John.
Oh, yes.
I believe, sir, that you've been good enough to take up the brief on our behalf. Noble gesture.
Yes. I'd like to second that, and I'd like to say a few words myself. See,
What we've got round us here is a good old England. The earth of our grandfathers and our grandchildren and their grandchildren to come. Now it's up to us to protect it for them. Well, Kent is England's garden, isn't it? So we've got to protect this countryside even more than usual. So when some twerks come and threaten it, we're going to fight them with every means we can lay our mitts on.
Yeah.
And as for this place, Blarlarkin Hall and that, well, Edith reckons there's a sacred ground here. And that's what it is to Ma and me. It's sacred. It's our home and our kids' home. And an Englishman's home is his castle, isn't it? No. So I'm going to defend this castle with every last breath in my body. And I don't care who knows it. Let them come. Yeah. Let them come. And by God, when they go away again, they'll know that they've had a fight.
He's together again, isn't he? What we all feel, Sir John, is that the enemy is near, so we must act swiftly.
Really, I should have thought quite the contrary.
Oh, swiftly, swiftly. The quicker the better.
No, what we need is a little jaundice and jaundice.
I don't want to catch no jaundice, though, very much. We've got enough problems already, mate.
No, Pop, it's bleak out.
For a rosary, it'll be bleak all right. Jaundice is right. Nothing about.
Jaundice and jaundice drones on.
Great God, Primrose, does it?
Jaundice and jaundice has passed into a joke. The legion of bills in the suit have been transformed into mere bills of mortality.
Hear that? I don't know what it means, but it's real education. Anybody go far talking like that?
I still don't get it.
Who is that young lady, Mrs. Larkin?
That's our Primrose. She's at university.
I'm not surprised, but don't let that spoil her natural talent.
Oh, she quotes from poets and that, Sir John. All the time she does.
Let's see if your daughter can finish this quotation. In delay there lies...
No plenty, then come kiss me, sweet and plenty.
True or false?
True in the sense that such a thing might happen when the sky rains potatoes, or when we get through jaundice and jaundice.
Clever girl, exactly.
Oh, damn it, what is this? Verbal ambush? Damned odd practice, what?
If I may say so, we don't seem to be getting very far. I don't know if you got what we said about the holy place... But it seems a point.
The real point, Edith, is that we're not getting very far because we don't want to get very far, right, Sir John?
Precisely.
In other words, what Shakespeare calls the law's delay.
Bingo! I'll catch on now, catch on! Oh, marvellous fella. There's more to him than meets the eye, aren't there, eh? A sick heart, Sir John. Do you want a glass of port?
Oh, no, we're after, sir.
Eh?
I was
going to
light the brandy on the Christmas pudding,
aren't
we?
Oh, all
right,
yes, Mark.
We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace.
Yeah.
They shall not pass.
We shall go backwards in time. We shall go forwards in time. We shall go upside down in time. Even underground in time. We shall invoke statues, quote scriptures, split hairs, even paws to pick daisies. Holy well, Miss Pilchester, splendid. We shall quote Chaucer, lead in the pilgrims, even trail the blood of Thomas a Becket.
Oh, how wonderful. How absolutely wonderful.
Marvel of a man.
What is will appear not to be. What wasn't, we'll have to make sure is. Where there is no obstacle, we will put one. Where one is, we shall see that it's lost. A day in our courts, in fact, will be better than a thousand.
Right. Who's that?
What?
Charlie, we've got ourselves another moocher.
Oh, it's that man from the ministry, Harrington. I'll get rid of him.
No, Mr. Charles, invite him over. After all, the spider have had victories no less renowned than wasps.
That's what we call his whipped cream voice, darling. He creams them first and whips them afterwards.
Mr. Harrington, is it?
Yes, I...
Right, Mr. Harrington, see you there. Take the load off your feet. What do you fancy? Cigar, sherry, gin, brandy, vodka, port? And what can we do for you?
Very little, actually. This is more of a courtesy call. I called once before, but...
Where are you from again?
The ministry.
What ministry is that then?
Transport.
Sing, sing. And you work on Sundays now. Admirable innovation.
Well, not actually. No.
Do you, don't you?
Well, no, actually. I sort of acted on my own initiative.
So they let civil servants act on their own initiative nowadays? Do they? Good.
Well, it is work, really.
Not work, eh? What is it then, Billiard?
There's to be this, a preliminary inquiry.
Oh, an inquiry. Hear that, Sir John? Inquiry. Heard about them, haven't we? Inquiry to what, Mr. H?
The motorway.
The motorway, yes.
Beautiful port, this. Nectar. When you think there simply isn't any like this left, except in a few private sailors like that of Mr. Larkin here.
It looks absolutely splendid.
It is. Have some, then. Lunch, have you, Mr. H?
Packet of crisps.
Crisps? We call that bag. Tomorrow, fetch you a bit of coal, Mr. Harrison. Wing of turkey suture, breast, ham salad, French beans and potatoes. Mark?
Coming up.
Tell Mr. Harrington, Miss Pilchester, about the army of Roman legionnaires that sank without trace and suffocated in the bottomless mire that lies beneath these fields and wouldn't support a train of beetles, let alone a road. He'd be interested, I'm sure. Tell him about the curse of the slaughtered pilgrims, how the holy well runs red with their blood at the very hint of another violation. How those spies of Napoleon were hanged, drawn, and quartered simply because they'd stepped on the water table. It seems that those who come here to violate are themselves violated. All this happens. Funny thing. Have some more port, Mr. Harrington. You do seem to be enjoying it. Is there any more where this comes from, Mr. Larkin?
Yeah, I should think so. I got it from a neighbour. Bought his house, Gore Court, and the cellar with it. Londoner. Only been in it a couple of years.
Really? And who is your immediate superior at Sing Sing, Mr. Harrington?
Fortescue. Lyle.
I know him. He's a member of my club. Great port man, too. I'll swear he hasn't seen port like this for a long time. I suppose we couldn't spare Fortescue a case, could we, Mr. Larkin? Excellent man to have on our side.
And
perhaps a case of the Shambol for Mr. Harrington?
Yeah, of course. Why not? Perfect.
But...
Is anyone in Gore Court now?
Oh, sold it about 3 months ago. Going to be a horticultural research place. House and 20 acres part of the new university.
Really?
Education on the doorstep now. Wherever you go, it's education.
Education, yes, education. Would you show me your garden now, Mrs. Larkin?
Of course I will. Glad to.
Will you take my arm?
Of course I will. Very glad to.
Sweet, calm down, Mark.
Why?
What have you got to eat now? I'm afraid mine's nearly over.
I've got dahlias, phloxes, fuchsias, petunias, gladioli, zinnias and lilies. Come from Japan, those. I raised them from seed.
Show me.
Oh, well. Growing dusk already. Don't time fly?
Well, it does when you're having fun. Where are these lilies, Mrs. Larkin?
They're far side of the garden, past the beds. There's a seat.
You lead, I'll follow.
It's funny how education keeps cropping up, isn't it? Can't seem to get away from it nowadays.
Education, yes, bless it.
You think it's all that important? I wonder.
In this case, yes, we're back to our old friends, Jarndyce and Jarndyce. On one hand, the Jarndyce of the Ministry of Transport, and on the other, the Jarndyce of the Ministry of Education. Set those two against each other, it'll go on until it rains potatoes from the sky.
That's what I call clever.
Thank you. Now, let us consider the lilies.
Yeah, see? Up against this seat by the wall.
Oh, but they're wonderful. And you're clever, Mrs. Larkin. Shall we take advantage of the seat to admire them for a while?
Yeah.
Such glorious trumpets. They're quite majestic. Not too heavy a perfume.
No, not now. You wait till it gets dark.
No, I have to.
Best wait till it gets dark. At their best, then. That's if you'll stay, Sir John.
A daughter. Absolutely nothing I'd like more.
I'll light the lamps and candles.
You're going to save the supper, aren't you, Mr. Harrington?
Well, I...
You'd better, darling. Need your help to move this mountain of food.
Where does it all come from? And all the vintage booze.
And why is the aristocratic Miss Snow here in this dump? Why does QC? What's he make of it? Oh, I'm lost.
Thank you.
Well, now you're talking. Charlie will fill your glass.
Why bother? That's what I want to know. Why such a defense of a ramshackle, sloppy, half-derelict dump of a place like this? I thought I'd met every kind of objection and objector on the face of this earth. Wanted to save everything from ye old tea shoppy to an American airfield. But I've never, ever had anybody defend a place like this, in a manner like this.
Yeah, I was thinking about this place in spring, Mr. Harrington. You ought to have been here then. You must come back in it. Oh, beautiful, isn't it? Blackbirds, nightingales, primroses, millions of bluebells. Perfect bit of England.
Listen.
Nightingales. Nightingales in my room.
And top of the lady, Mrs. Larkin, Sheba in her glory did not smell like one of these.
This is the time the lilies smell their best. Oh, so rich.
Ethereal, celestial. Now I know why Angela loves this place so much. It's part of the answer to a mad world.
You see it?
I shall defend it with skill, eloquence, delay, subterfuge, and if necessary, with a knavery of which our Mr. Harrington has never even dreamed. You have such beautiful, smooth skin, Mrs. Larkin. Your thigh is like one of those lily petals.
Is it?
So is your shoulder.
No.
And I should think your lips.
Oh, look. My right bushy's popped out.
So it has. The loveliest lily of all. It is utterly beautiful, Mrs. Larkin. Celestial.
Really? Well, I shouldn't bother with the other one.
Why is that?
Because when that one comes out, it rains.
Mrs. Larkin, this has been one of the most enthralling, delicious experiences of my life.
Not bad this end either.
But I'm curious. Tell me, why does it rain when the other one comes out?
No, it's my secret. Anyway, you don't want it to rain, do you?
Not one bit. I wanted to stay like this all night. You'd like that too.
You're about. I can't see in the dark, but if you are, well, Pop sent me to find you. He says it's getting late and he wants to go to bed.
No peace for the wicked. Thank you, Sir John. I feel better now. More optimistic all around.
A day to remember.
Very nice day, Pop.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
I thought you didn't like the wine, though.
No, yeah, well, it sort of tasted funny.
You haven't been worried.
Not to worry, it'll come back.
Glad to hear it.
Oh, look, someone's still at it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't seem to want to go.
Oh, don't blame them. It's nice here. Quite a bit of a character, Angela's father, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would, yeah. Oh, yeah, quite a bit of character.
You can see where Angela gets you from.
Well, you should know.
I don't think we need to worry our heads about that motorway, do you? Sir John will see them invaders off. Anyway, a few years and our kids will have grown up and moved on. You might feel like a change yourself, then.
I don't mind change. As long as I've got you.
Yeah, you've got me, girl, wrong time, yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Unzip me, will you? I think I'm going to bed and all.
Yeah, right, here we go. You know, I like this dress. Makes you look sort of, well, you know, younger.
Oh, younger, eh? Mm, we are coming on, aren't we? Just as well, because I've got something to tell you.
What's that, then?
It's about our primrose. She fell.
Really? Who for?
Reverend Candy.
Well, strike me. We've got a church in the family now, eh? Let's start behaving ourselves, will we?
All depends what you mean by behave. There's a church, army, income tax, Queen's Council. Not much difference, is there, when it comes down to brass tacks?
Mr. Candy. Never thought we had it in him, you know.
Oh, we had it in him, all right. Just took our primrose to get it out.
Shouldn't be surprised if the whole thing wasn't caused by education.
Yeah.
Always said you never knew where it would land you if you let it get on top of you. Oh. Well, you're coming in, aren't you?
Hmm? When are you going to sleep in the other room?
I don't like that bed in there. Springs are gone. Well, come on, then.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, lovely.
See stars from here.
Hmm? Where?
Here.
Hmm?
Oh, come closer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
There, see?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I could see stars.
You want to hold one in your hand?
Mm-hmm. that's a full moon, that is. It's going to be rain before morning now.
Who cares? You know what they say.
No, what do they say?
A little of what you fancy does you good.
Yeah, and ain't that a fact? Perfect.
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Ma Larkin by Pam Ferris. Sir John by Kenneth Cranham, Mariette, Hetty Baines, Mr. Charlton, Charles Simpson, Edith Felchester, Claire Welch, the Brigadier, Derek Waring, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, Primrose, Kathy Sara, Angela Snow, Kiki Merrilies, Nurse Trevelyan, Claire Oberman, and Mr. Harrington by John Evans. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Pink and fame, perfect summer dream. Off to bed at 2:30. To see the sun break through. Perfect. That's what I say.